We continue our learning of Nishmas Susan Basleya, Helen Basleya, David Ben Lachan, Rishon, Chan Yaakov, and Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Vav Metzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. Kotzeitz Adam al Yidei Atzmo, al Yidei Beno Vito HaGadolim, al Yidei Avdo Vishiv Chaso HaGadolim, al Yidei Ishto, Bnei Sheyesh Bahem Das. So you have a case where a person was hired out to do work with his children as well, with his wife, with his Eved, and Shivcha. So the Mishnah here says a person can be Kotzeitz, can fix at the very beginning, can make a stipulation with the employer that he's not going to be eating as he works. He'd rather get paid more. So instead of you paying me X amount and I get to eat as I work, why don't you pay me a little bit more and I won't eat anything? And he can do so as well if his son or daughter who are gedolim over bar bat mitzvah. Same thing with Eved. And Eved and Shivcha, who are Knanim, let's say, and Ali Deishto's wife as well. All of these have the ability, they have Das, they have the intellect, in order to accept this stipulation as well. So if the husband makes this stipulation at the very beginning, or the father in this case, for everybody, they have the right to say they're not interested, but they agree. So Menichei Yesh Bem Das, because they all have Das, so he has the right to say, this is what we're doing, this is the deal, we're going to be mochel on our ability from the Torah to eat as we work, and you're going to pay us more money. Aval eino kotetz al yidei beno vito aktanim, v'lo al yidei avdo v'shivichaso aktanim, v'lo al yidei behemto, v'nei she'ej ein bohem das. But he can't make that stipulation, pay a little bit more, and no one, they're not going to eat as they work if people aktanim, his children or avadim or an animal has the right to eat. He can't say, my animal's not going to eat, he can't muzzle the animal. He can't do that. None of them, v'nei she'ein bohem das, they do not have any das to be mochel on their achila. You'll say, but doesn't a person, isn't it the father's responsibility, let's say, to give mazonos to his children, so, or to his avadim, so maybe he should have the right to be mochel, to relinquish those rights, because he's the one who feeds them anyway. So the answer is no. This says that this feeding is me shamayim. Hashem is the one who feeds them, min ha-Torah, if they work. So the father in this case, or the master in this case, has no right to be mochel on their ability to eat when they're ktanim, when they don't have the das in order to accept or deny. Perek Zayin Mishnah Zayin. Hasocher sapolim lasos b'neta revai shalo. Hey, neta revai, we know the first 3 years of a fruit tree are arla, the fruit is asr bahana, asr b'achil, asr bahana, and the fourth year, the fruit's supposed to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So you have someone who's working in someone's orchard, and the fruit is neta revai, it's the fourth year, could only be eaten in Yerushalayim, but it's possible to eat the fruit here if you podeh, if you redeem, as we do with Maaseh Sheni, you redeem the fruit onto coins. Then the fruit is chol, then the fruit is chul, then the fruit is no longer kadosh, and the coins are brought to Yerushalayim to buy food there. So here someone's working in someone's field with their neta ravai, says the Mishnah, hare elu lo yochlu. These people cannot eat during the time of malacha. You're not, so now you'll say, of course they can't eat in the fields outside Yerushalayim. No, the chiddush is, maybe they would say, the owner's probably redeeming the fruit. He wants me able to eat as I work. After all, that's a mitzvah doraisa for me to be able to eat as I work. So he must have been poed, he must have redeemed the fruit onto coins. The coins are kodesh, so the fruit is chulin, and if I can eat it as I work, the answer is no. Since there was no stipulation about that, it's neta ravai, you can have to assume it's kodesh, you're not allowed to eat, and he has, and that is the halacha. Im lo hodian, but let's say when he hired the workers, he didn't let them know that they're working with that taravai fruit. They have no idea. So they think they're being hired to just work with fruit, so they should have the right to eat it min ha-Torah. And then they find out afterwards, oh, by the way, this is neta ravai fruit. If it's, harvesting of grapes, it's karam ravai, it's the fourth year. So then, Podel Machilon is the obligation of the Balabais, the employer, to redeem the fruit so that the workers can eat as they are working. He didn't inform them. And maybe this would have been a Mecca. This is maybe a Mecca Achtos. Maybe they would have said, had I known this was Neta Ravai fruit, and I wouldn't be able to eat as I were working, I never would have hired myself out to you. I never would have accepted the position, accepted the job. And therefore, he has to be Podel the fruit so that they can eat it, since he did not inform them in advance that they were going to be working with net to revive fruit. Nisparsu igulav, nispatchu chaviosav. You have a case where the workers are, they're dealing with the fig cakes, and now they separated, and their the obligation is to put them together. Nispatchu chaviosav, the barrels were now open, the barrels of wine, and he hired workers to seal them. Hare elu lo yochlu. They're not allowed to eat from this, because it's very clear that separating at this stage already, there's Gemar Malach. We learned this in the past. This is where the fruit, the fig cakes, certainly, and the wine have already had the Gemar Malach, the Chiyuv of Maser set in. They're considered Tevel. They're not able to eat or drink from it as they do work. So, Hare Lo Lo Yochlu, obviously. Im loho dion, but let's say he hires them. Oh, I need you to help me out with my wine. I need you to help me out with my figs. He didn't realize, what am I doing? I'm putting the fig cakes back together again. I'm sealing the wine barrels. You're talking about wine and figs that have already reached Gemar Malach and I can't eat them? I never would have accepted the job, the mekach tos. So the halacha is me'aser. It's the obligation of the owner of the wine or of the figs to take maser from them. Umach and give from his workers to eat as they do the malacha.